This is HPR episode 2283 entitled, Saving Money Shaving with Double and Single Edge Safety Razors. It is hosted by Dave Yates and is about 17 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, using double and single edge safety razors to save money.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello again, this is Dave, and you're listening to Hacker Public Radio. I dropped out of the Linux Fest, Linux Oddcast, and Linux communities about 6 years ago, a decision I don't regret, a thing I had to do, needed to do, and I can't say I didn't miss it, but it is what it is after nearly 200 Oddcast, 3 Linux Fest. I felt the need to just stop, so I did. But I'm back to do an episode of HPR. I've recently started listening to Oddcast again, HPR, Linux Link Tech Show, GNU World Order, and thought I should contribute to HPR. I'm glad they're still around. So, forgive me in advance for two things. One is I'm severely out of practice. This seems new to me again. And two, for what might be the delivering of HPR's death knell with an episode that some might interpret as inappropriate in the fact that I'm talking about technically grooming. Please don't press stop yet. I want to talk about shaving with double edge and single edge safety razors, wet shaving with those razors. And I'm not going to do this because it's cool or hip or superior or even fun. I'm going to do this because it's a good way to save money. You won't save time, you'll save money. A significant amount of money. I started shaving like everybody does when they hit puberty, sometime between 10 and the time I could start driving. And I've shaved the same way every day that I've shaved up until about 6 years ago. And I only changed one thing then. But the way I shave is the way I used to shave. The way my dad taught me to shave is I had a shaving mug with a puck of shaving soap. I would put some water in that to cover the puck. Then I'd wet a shaving brush, a boar hair, badger hair shaving brush. I'd dump the water out of the mug. I'd make lather in the mug with the brush. Then I'd apply the lather to a wet face, and then I would shave with whatever razor that I bought at a drugstore. And for years, up until 6 years ago, that razor was a disposable or a razor with replaceable multi-blade cartridge razors. Having two daughters that shave and a wife that shaves, in addition to myself shaving almost every day, the price for those replaceable multi-blade cartridge razors just got ridiculous. It was way more than I wanted to shave. So 6 years ago, I started researching a cheaper way to do this, and inevitably came upon Dollar Shave Club, and I found out where they were getting their razors, which was Dorco, a Korean company, and DorcoUSA.com. I could order those razors even cheaper than Dollar Shave Club could provide them. But that was still too expensive for me. So a little bit more research, I found out that I could shave like my, you know, like people used to shave a long time ago with a safety razor with a single edge or a double edge blade. One cutting edge, but a double edge blade has two sides. It's not the same as a multi-blade. This is a single blade, but it's either a single edge or double edge. And I could get those razors even today, razor blades, and put them in razors. I guess a little history is in order. Before safety razors in the 1800s, the way to shave was with a straight razor, which was not a safety razor. You could cut yourself as deep as you liked with a straight edge razor. Sometime in the late 1800s, someone invented a safety razor. I think the first ones had what was intended to be non-replaceable blades that were, you could hone and resharpen. They were wedge blades, but there was a handle, and the blade would sit in the handle between a base plate and a top cap that was somehow removable or could be opened so you could insert the blade. And that blade sat in the head of the razor, and there was a safety bar. It was an open comb, a comb-style bar or a straight bar that provided a guard that kept you from cutting yourself, but only so deep. Now, as deep as you could cut yourself was the width of the gap between the guard bar and the blade, a fraction of an inch. It was the most you could cut yourself. That's a safety razor. In the early 1900s, safety razors were made that used replaceable blades. These, you know, the first safety razors that used replaceable blades were single edge safety razors. The style blade that fits those razors you can buy today. They look like the paint scraper blades that you see at hardware stores. That isn't the same blade. The blade you want to get if you want to shave this way is looks just like that, but it's stainless steel or carbon steel, and they're designed for shaving your face. You can get those at a drugstore or through a website like tedpella.com, which sells blades. The carbon steel blades rust. I don't use those. You look at them funny, they rust. If they get any water on them at all, they rust. So between shaves, you have to take the razor off and wash it in alcohol or soak it in oil or something to keep water from rusting it. These blades are cheap. That's the whole reason I'm talking about this. You can get 200 of these single edge blades to go in a single edge safety razor for, I don't know, $20. And each blade lasts me between a half a month and a month. So let's say that I can get 30 shaves out of one. I don't think that's pushing it. That's 200 months for $20. 200 months where I'm not buying multi-blade replacement cartridges. So that's a significant cost saving. These razors, they don't make razors like this anymore, the single edge safety razors. You have to get them at antique stores. You have to get them on eBay. They can be had really, really cheap. There's a variety of styles. They were made from 1912 till, I don't know, 1980 or 1970 something. But they can still be had there. In good shape, really, really cheap, and the blades are still available online and are in a drugstore, and they're cheap. Significant cost savings. Another style of single-edge safety razor came a little bit later, the 30s or 40s, the injector-style razors. A lot of you have probably seen these, the Schick injector razors. They were also made by Powell and Persona. They're called injector style because the razors come in a cartridge with a Colonel Schick was the guy that invented them. He was a military man. He was evidently inspired by bolt action rifles where the bullet was loaded in a chamber with a sliding bolt. So the injector cartridge holds razors, and the form factor of these, they don't look like the paint scraper blades. They look like they're the size of a piece of dentine chewing gum or Trident chewing gum, except much thinner. And they're delivered with a cartridge, an injector that you slide into the side of the razor, and you slide this lever, and it pushes one blade in while it pushes the other blade out. These blades can still be bought today. Mostly online, tedpella.com again, or Amazon sells Schick injector razors made in China. They're really good razors. The most expensive you'll find of those is 28 for about $20. And each one of those lasts me 30 days. So that's, again, a significant cost savings. These single edge razors, the ones that look like paint scrapers and the ones that come in the injector cases, they last so long, 30 days, because they're thick. They hold the edge longer. The other kind of razor that you can use to save money is a double-edged safety razor, and they use double-edged blades, which can be bought, still bought today online, really, really cheap. You can get 200 on Amazon for anywhere from $5 to $30, and each one of those blades lasts me a week. So 200 weeks, that's 4 years for $10. That's really, really cheap. And those razors are still made today. You can still get double-edge safety razors today from companies like Parker or Mercur, or you can go the antique route in like with the single-edge razors. They don't make the injector razors anymore. They don't make the single-edge razors anymore. You have to get those at antique stores or eBay. You can get the no longer manufactured double-edged safety razors in the same places, eBay or antique stores, and they can be had really cheap. Some of them demand a little bit more of a premium price because they're rare or whatever, but you can get a razor cheap. Any one of these double-edged, the injector or the single-edge, you can get one for $5 at antique store, $10. You know, you can buy one new, the double edge, for $30 or $20 or $50, but that razor should last you for, you know, 30, 40 years, and the blades can be had for anywhere from $10 to $30 for four years worth of blades. So that's a significant cost savings. I mean, you're paying what you'd pay in two trips to the store to get replaceable blades for a family of four. You're doing every 4 years instead of every 2 months or whatever. I don't know. It's a significant cost savings, and I think it's worth doing if you're tired of spending that kind of money on multi-blade cartridge razors. I don't know. I forgot where I was going next with this. So you'll save money. That's the one big advantage to shaving this way. Another way to save money, you won't save time. You'll save money, but you won't save time. A new multi-blade razor bought today, you know, has four, five, or six, or seven blades. Each pass on your face with one of those razors is cutting hairs with, you know, six different blades at one time, and one right after the other in quick succession. So one pass, there's six blades cutting hair. A single edge or double edge safety razor, one pass is one edge cutting hair. So to get the same shave, the same equivalent clean shave from a double edge or single edge razor, you're going to spend more time shaving. Yeah, I do three passes, one with the grain, one against the grain, one with the grain, one across the grain, one against the grain, lathering my face each time. I don't use a puck of shaving soap anymore, a mug, and I don't make the lather in the mug anymore. I use a shave stick, a stick of shave soap. The kind I use is made by a Turkish company called Arko, A-R-K-O. You can get 16 sticks of this shaving soap for $15 or $20, and they last forever. You apply it to your face like a giant tube of chapstick on your lips. You wet your face, you wet the soap, and you rub the soap on your face. Your facial hair will collect soap residue, and then with a wet shaving brush, you make lather on your face. And then you shave. One pass. And then you re-lather. You don't have to reapply the shave stick to your face. You just pick up the brush that you lathered a while ago with and lather again. You make another pass, and then you lather a third time, again with the same brush, which has lots of soap on it, and then you shave a third time. It takes me 10 to 12 minutes to shave. this way. But I save a lot of money doing that. It takes me 5 minutes with a multi-blade cartridge razor that I haven't used in 6 years. The only other way I think that this method of shaving is superior to the multi-blade cartridge expensive razors most people use today is, at least for me, I don't get ingrown hairs anymore. Those multi-blade cartridge razors today are safety razors, and the fact that the guard is the plastic housing that the blades are set into. They're recessed inside this plastic box, and you put the razor on your face, and you know, sometimes the head swivels or, you know, whatever. But a lot of people, at least me, they tend to apply more pressure than they need to with that style razor, with the multi-blade cartridge razors, because they can get away with it because that plastic guard, and they won't get cut. But what happens is you end up shaving the hair underneath the skin, not just along the surface of the skin. You're actually cutting hair sometimes beneath the skin. So when the hair grows back, it gets confused about which way's straight, and it might grow, you know, curve back into itself and cause the ingrown hair, which aren't pleasant. I used to get ingrown hairs along my neck using a cartridge razor. Probably could have stopped that applying less pressure, but using a safety razor, a double-edged or single-edged safety razor, that doesn't happen anymore. So it is cheaper. It is slower. You don't get as many ingrown hairs. The only other advantage I can think of to shaving this way, I drive a Toyota Prius, but I don't think about the environment every day or much at all. I'm not eco-conscious. But if you are, the packaging that these razors come in is much more minimal. So there's less recycling. There's no plastic built around the razor. So when you're done with the razor, I put mine in a sharp box. You can put them in a pill box or something like that. You don't want to just throw them in the trash because your sanitation worker would get cut. But you can put them in some kind of plastic container, and you can recycle all of that. So it's just more easily recyclable. And that's it. That's all I can think of is of what are the advantages to shaving this way. It does take roughly 2 to 3 times as long to shave, but you're talking 15 minutes max, and you're saving a lot of money this way. I wasn't successful in getting my wife and daughters to switch to this, but you can't make them do things sometimes. So, but I'm saving money, and I thought maybe some of y'all might want to save money. Again, I hope I've not delivered a death knell to HPR steering episodes in a direction towards male grooming. That's not what I want to do, but I just thought I'd share a way that I've saved a significant amount of money and when I shave. So that's it. I hope this wasn't a waste of time or too embarrassing. Thank you.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.